Because of the lack of specialists, the country needs to call on Cuban doctors to complement the workforce, but it is hard for them to work in these conditions, as this orthopedist surgeon explains.
In Sierra, it's no condition for operation. Sometimes emergency there, only 2 rooms for operation. Sometimes no equipment, no screw, it's a big problem. Also, they are in the world, no have space for patient with infection, always miss.
And this is similar across all departments, from the pharmacy to the sterilization room. Everyone has to make do with what is available. For instance, in the radiology unit, Dr. Fatoumata Jobarté is idly waiting, unable to walk since her machine is broken.
We are waiting for the technicians to come and have a look at the machine. We are all struggling. Most of the machines we use are donated, and it's difficult to make diagnosis with those machines. They are all very old.
The new chief medical director, Ahmadou Lamine Samaté, is the former head of surgery, so he knows the difficulties his workers have to deal with.
The problems are enormous. Most of our structures are very old and the functionality can be questioned. We've had problems with getting anesthetic drugs sometimes, and the hospital has to run around to buy one or two things here and there to make surgery easy. Now, sometimes you are operating and the instruments you need are not the proper instruments, so you end up improvising. As I speak to you, we do not have adequate monitors in our theater to monitor the patient during surgery. You need to monitor the oxygen saturation, you need to check the cardiac activity. That is a very dangerous situation.
Since his arrival as head of the hospital last May, Samaté regrets that the place was overlooked by the former government.
The hospital was neglected. The investment here was very small with regards to infrastructure, with regards to equipment, with regards to drugs and development of the manpower. It was all very minimal. That is why we find ourselves in this kind of predicament.
The new government has promised more than 2 million euros to buy equipment and medicine in an effort to temporarily relieve the hospitals across the country. Claire Bargelès, Banjul, RFI.